Welcome back to Cutting Edge Consciousness, thought-provoking discussions and bold ideas from the edge of possibility.
And welcome back to Cutting Edge Consciousness. Freeman Michaels here with Barnett Bain.
Well, well, it's always great to spend some time with Ray, even if it is not in person. This was really satisfying.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He is fantastic.
I love, you know, I love the stories of his own life and the sort of ways in which...
That's the best part.
You know, yeah, of course.
It's always the best part.
Of how he came to understand his own circumstances in a way that was constructive and allowed him to move forward. You know, he mentioned very briefly that it's very easy to get caught in a kind of victim perspective. And I know that for both of us, we've done that, you know, and this offer of a generative and exciting future is really major.
And it's, you know, we are very, very blessed to live at a time when there are resources around and when there is an ever-increasing community of support because there is so much power in the telling.
Makes it easier to take the blindfold off.
We take it off and we keep it off for each other.
Yes.
And we support each other in this kind of giant community of synergy of empowered people that is building, gaining authority and personal autonomy and doing it together and doing it individually and in support of each other. This is a time like no other.
Yeah, and on the backs of people such as Ray, I mean, the truth is a lot of people who have paved the way, it has opened up. It's much more acceptable and common, and obviously we're on a traditional radio station, so you know this is a conversation that can be had in a way that it couldn't 50 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always in awe of how large the community is and how large that we have an audience. I'm always in awe. I never take it for granted. I'm always shocked.
Wait a minute.
I'm shocked, and I'm always in awe that there is such a, it's so widespread. You know, we get all kinds of mail here, as well, I don't have to tell you, but you're the one that sends it along to me. So there's all kinds of mail that we get, and the mail is so dialed in. I mean, it's just people are so wise. They send us mail, and this mail kind of opens us up to ideas and perspectives and insights that we would not otherwise have had. And so we're very grateful for all of that communication that we get from our listeners. But I'm always in awe of just how rapidly the wisdom is flowering.
Oh, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And also, just that, I'll speak personally. So, just doing this show with you, Barnett, has been such a gift because so many things that I might have held in a particular way got loosened. And this edge of possibility, which is what this show is based on, is that we're going to go to our own edge. We're going to keep pushing the edge, keep growing into what's possible. What more are we open to? That's exciting. That there's an element of, and we started the show with this, that these Chinese physicists are playing with photons and able to, in essence, teleport them. I mean, that's pretty much what happened.
What is even, to add to that, what makes it so wondrous is they are saying in their scientific papers that they are not moving it linear, like you're not going from Monday to Friday and passing through Wednesday.
No.
What they're saying that they are making it, they're taking a photon from position A, they're making it nowhere, and then they're having it reappear someplace
Unbelievable.
Else. Now here, they're saying that what they're actually doing is constellating an entirely different set of probabilities in order to mirror all of the properties of the photon that began at position A.
It's mind-boggling.
So it is mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling.
Well, the mind cannot possibly wrap itself around. It is outside of logic and reason.
Mm.
And I love that the scientists are able to draw. They're able to to draw linear connections. There's a gorgeous illustration that I have here in front of me of some blackboard doodlings from their lab. And it's just the most magnificent mandala of ruminations and digital ruminations.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
then in the end
yeah,
they
yeah.
say, so all of this gets us to a place where we can set it off, but we don't actually know how it happens.
Yeah.
You know, in the end, there's the bottom line at the center of it all is mystery, and that these scientists are able to embrace that it is also mysterious is so gorgeous.
This is
inspiring.
A big paradigm shift. I don't know who the guest was, and I'm not going to try to remember, but we had a scientist, I think it was a neuroscientist, on who was talking about how, you know, along his career in academia and such, the whole idea was to, you know, keep proving things, and you would throw out the anomaly in order for these studies to represent, you know, sort
to
of
make it work.
To make it work.
If you didn't get the result you wanted, you threw it out.
Well, you threw out the anomalies because they were
It was Dr. David Hamilton, I think.
Whoever it was. But they were saying that the opposite is true now. We run towards the anomalies, and that's a very exciting place to be as a scientist. But it is a break from the old paradigm, because when he started his career, that was not true. Now it is the standard of how do we come up with, you know, not even solutions but questions. See, coming up with questions is far more exciting than coming up with solutions. That's a totally new game, right?
Coming up with questions
is more exciting than coming up with solutions.
Well, we come up with questions and then we move with humility into the uncertainty.
Yeah.
The humility in the sense that even though things have always been one way, in the very, very next instant, it could all be different.
Well, this is it.
We move into the uncertainty from that place. It shifts our resonance. It shifts our energy. It shifts our frequency.
That's it.
It moves, as we were discussing, you and I, before the show, we were talking, folks, a little bit about archetypal energies. And it moves us from one set of probabilities that are lodged within the umbrage of an archetypal range of frequencies into an entirely different archetypal range of frequencies.
Yeah, and the exciting part about the new science, old science thing is that there are more than one answer that can be true simultaneously. Mm. Again, you know, if you're not so comfortable with uncertainty, if you want to crunch everything down
it's
to the
hard.
Known,
it's
this will not be fun for you. But to those of us that have become more and more, and I'll, you know, look, there's, I'll speak personally that it isn't always easy, this idea of embracing the dimensionality of things. We've talked a lot about dynamic complexity. For me as a young boy, when things got complex, I, as a defense mechanism, got confused. It's like I opted out of sitting in the middle of the chaos. I would you know, try to choose an answer versus stay in the question a bit longer and allow answers to sort of bubble up. And know that we hold them gently, that what I believe today may be different from what I believe tomorrow, and live in that level of uncertainty, which today is exciting, but for most of my life has not been thrilling.
It's very challenging.
It is very
to
challenging.
To stay in uncertainty. We have, as humans, we're conditioned to be more comfortable in knowing, even if what we know is unpleasant.
Right.
I know for myself, sometimes I would rather know I've failed or I've fallen short or something's not going to happen. And I know there are people who are listening that are saying, oh, no, not me. I can't relate to this at all. And that's that's great. And maybe I'd invite you to look a little deeper.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe it shows up for some where certainty that the world is going to hell in a handbag, or this particular politician, or that one is the doom for us all. These kinds of positions that we take, we're more comfortable in them, even though they add up to a bad bargain.
Yes.
Then the discomfort of saying, God, I just don't know. Mm. That is really confrontive.
Yeah.
Really, really challenging.
Well, but the offer on the backside of that is I'm willing to find out. This is not a complacency. This is an active I don't know. It's an I don't know that's filled with curiosity and wonder and willing to you know, bravely go where no man has gone before. Sorry, I had to quote Star Trek there for a second. But, I mean, that's it.
Is that where that came from? I thought you made that up.
No. Of course, the boldly go where no man the beginning.
I like
that boldly go where
up.
No man
I'm
has gone before.
You. I know that.
But what's beautiful about this is we started the whole show talking about this teleporting of photons, which, connotes at some point that you're going to be able to teleport other things, like you and I. Like, I want to go to Tahiti. Well, all right, push the button. Let's go. Or what was
it
that thing called? It was called teleporter, right?
Teleporting.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
also
yeah.
connotes to me that we are shifting energy states internally all of the time.
Mm.
Because they're saying they're not really moving anything.
Right.
They're not really moving anything.
Right.
And we do that all of the time. We shift from one energy state to another energy state. We shift from one dial on our preset radio buttons in our car to with one punch of the button, we're at an entirely different set of frequencies, going from country and western to rock and roll.
And it suggests that we're on all these at all times. It's whichever one we're dialed into in terms of being a what's that called? A dimension
bandwidth, dimensional
yeah.
bandwidth, multidimensional.
We talked about it when Daryl was here. When Daryl Anka was here, we're talking about what's the language? A multiple. There are multiple realities, but there's a word for that. Anyhow, we can go with bandwidth. That we are, it's another.
I'm not
plane.
Helpful. I can't be helpful to you here because I don't know where you're going.
Talking about.
So you're.
I don't know either.
I'm watching you swinging,
see, this is,
swinging that rock. Can you hear the rope creaking? Swinging.
I can't.
So did
I,
you
I
get
so
it yet?
Rarely, no, I so rarely have trouble with words.
Still haven't figured it out.
Multiple realities. That
multiple
that,
reality
yeah,
syndrome.
We're on various planes, and you just flip. He said, Daryl did, that the information from Bashar was that we're every moment to moment to moment, millisecond to millisecond to millisecond, we're shifting and adjusting in these planes of reality. That's not exactly how he said it. Dang it! I'm gonna have to go back and watch that show.
Yeah,
but I know the word. This isn't hard for me. I just can't.
You're making
right
this
now.
All up.
All right.
No, this is true. I still get that once in a while.
Right.
I still get it. I used to get that all the time, mostly from like my family.
That's right.
It used to be, what are you talking about, you guys? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Back in the day when all of this was very, 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 very marginalized, and as we were saying before, it has become pretty mainstream.
Time Magazine. That article's in Time Magazine.
Yeah.
That's befuddling right there.
Yeah.
Because there was a time when Time Magazine probably wouldn't have published that article.
You think?
And it wasn't that long ago.
No.
I'm surprised they did today. It's very interesting. Hey, any news? Now I'm really throwing you off the pitch because I have no idea if you have any knowledge of this. What's going on with the large, the Hadron Collider that's under the...
Is there particular news?
No, I have no idea. They were spinning electrons at one time at light speed or something, a 12-mile radius underneath the French Swiss
border. Hadron Collider?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any up any news.
Now we're going to get letters. Everyone's going to write
in.
That's okay.
You may be surprised, but we're not on their mailing list.
we're not
on their email distribution list.
That's right.
Unless they are affiliates for our dear friend Barbara Marks Hubbard's new 2012 birth book, which comes out today, folks.
Oh, fantastic.
Unless the Hadron Collider folks are affiliates for that, then if they were, we would have received an email from them today.
The blast.
But for those of you that have not been on the Hadron Collider's email list and haven't received that, we're letting you know that the Birth 2012 book does come out today, and it is a wonderful, wonderful book, and deals with quite a few of the subjects that are near and dear to Freeman and I on this show.
Well, so is Barbara.
Well, Barbara wrote it.
Well, I'm just saying she's near and dear to us.
She is near and dear. You're absolutely right. She is near and dear to us.
Yeah.
Very near and dear.
So
I hope she's listening.
Right. And we, of course, have no idea where we're at, Spence. Oh, fantastic. So with that? Yeah, we want
to be that, right?
What's that?
We could be all that. With all that.
Well,
it was a great time with you again, as always. It never gets anything less than surprising to be with you. I never know where we're going to kind of meander, where we're going to wander, and what we're going to wander into.
Sure. But we wandered, and it was great. And we had the opportunity, of course, to have Dr. Ray Blanchard on. We highly recommend his program. So for those of you interested, please stop by the Cutting Edge Consciousness page, click on the show with him, and you can get the information and the discount, which would be fantastic for anyone interested.
It's a pretty generous discount.
Amazing, some of his transformational work. Until next time, we invite you, of course, to share this with your friends and to, if you're not already, to become our friend on Facebook. So please like us, become our friend, and of course
send your friends. We noticed we haven't been getting a lot of your friends. So either we haven't been getting a lot of friends, or you don't have a lot of friends.
That's not true. We're sure you have plenty of friends. Share this with them and keep coming back to Cutting Edge Consciousness.
Bye now.
Thanks for listening.